Delegations from 192 countries will arrive in the city of Copenhagen on Monday for 2 weeks of talks aimed at establishing a new global treaty for climate change. The majority of states now agree with the findings of the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change that global warming is a man-made and rising temperatures are a threat to mankind. There are, however, some skeptical voices, including that of the Czech president Václav Klaus. So what do Czechs want from Copenhagen? Rob Cameron reports.
There are huge expectations from the Copenhagen conference amidst increasingly dramatic predictions of global warming, rising seas and potential catastrophe. The governments represented at the UN Climate Change Conference, known to insiders as the Conference of the Parties, or COP for short, are under enormous pressure to reach agreement on lowering CO2 emissions and other measures to fight the warming of the Earth's climate. Katarzyna Husová is the International Climate Coordinator with CEE Bankwatch Network, a network of environmental organizations in Central and Eastern Europe.
Well, it's of utmost importance, to be honest. I think the Copenhagen conference comes, even not to say 5 minutes before 12, it comes 5 minutes after 12, I think. All the scientific evidence of the recent days suggests that the climate change is progressing much faster and at a worse rate than even the IPCC report in 2007 predicted.
Katarzyna Husová will be among thousands of delegates in Copenhagen for the next few weeks and says she's confident that the Czech Environment Minister Jan Dusík shares her organization's concerns to the full. But there are critical voices. The head of the Intergovernmental Panel says claims that some data apparently doubting the accepted wisdom on climate change was deliberately withheld ahead of Copenhagen must be investigated. All this has fueled critics' hopes that the COP in Copenhagen will end without agreement. Katarzyna Husová again.
Those claims are really minor ones. If you look at the Danish COP presidency, they have already indications that about 90 heads of states out of the 190 are coming to Copenhagen to confirm their public will and to sign the deal there. I think all the world's leaders, they cannot leave Copenhagen without any good agreement because there are really a lot of eyes of the non-governmental organizations and world nations looking at Copenhagen and what the outcome will be.
Among those hoping Copenhagen will not be a success is President Václav Klaus, a known skeptic of man-made global warming. He said this week it was his sincere hope that world leaders will not agree on plans to reduce CO2 emissions at Copenhagen, plans he believes are simply tilting at windmills.
Thanks, Rob. A new exhibition in Prague's Carolina